T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find the link to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Well, in a massive blow to free speech online, Facebook's oversight board, whoever they are, decided to uphold the platform's ban on former President Donald Trump after more than 3 months of deliberation. Why it took them that long, I have no idea. We knew what they were going to do. The decision further solidified the board's role in strengthening Facebook's censorship power. Joining us now to talk about Facebook's continued censorship of conservatives is Media Research Center Vice President Dan Gaynor. Dan, thank you for joining us this evening. Nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Well, it's good to be back on talking about this. This is super important.
Yeah.
Because you've got an oversight board that's made up 75%, 15 of the 20 people that are currently on it are international, which means international organization is ruling on American elections. Even Axios, this one of the inside the Beltway political publications, said that, you know, Trump views, you know, his campaign for potentially for 2024, that Facebook would be an important part of it. They're blocking him as they've blocked other candidates for other jobs. And interestingly enough, there's always the same letter after the candidates get blocked. I don't know, something like an R? I don't know why that is.
Amazing how that works. You know, I was going to ask you actually about this, board, whoever the mysterious, you know, they always used to talk about Republicans and their smoke-filled rooms, you know, the wood-paneled rooms and everything. But do we know who this board is? I mean, I hear that it's a bunch of radical leftists, but do we know who they are?
It's a bunch of radical leftists.
Gotcha.
There are only two people on the board with any claim to being conservative. And one of the guys works at Cato, which means he disagrees with conservative movement on most everything except for big government. The other guy is sort of a mushy, right-leaning guy.
A Mitt Romney type.
Yeah, so the result is, you know, you've got this board made up overwhelmingly of leftists who hate Trump. Okay, that's foundational who they are. One of them, Alan Rusbridger, a former editor from England, he said that the media should boycott Trump pressers even when Trump was still president. You know,
gotcha.
They said tons of negative things about Trump. Several of the people have said, you know, gone public about this. So they're the ones who are deciding on whether our political candidates can run. And what they're using, and it's an important point, is they're using UN rules and not they don't have any founding in, you know, in belief of the principles, not the law, the principles of the U.S. Constitution, which, you know, of free speech.
This is like getting a Republican like John Kasich to come on and then offering a fair and balanced approach to it. So speaking of fair and balanced, the board's decision, they said somehow, I don't know how they did this, but somehow they argued that the suspension was both fair and not fair, right? I mean, the decision was crazy anyway, but then they tried to come across as being really fair about it. I don't get this.
Well, so what they did, they first of all said, oh, what Trump said was horrible, even though, of course, what Trump said wasn't horrible.
Right.
You'd know it was horrible if they repeated it 24/7 on TV. Since they never play it, that's kind of a hint that Trump didn't say the stuff that they said he said. But so then they said, and they're right about this. I'll give them credit for this. They accused Facebook of, and this is a great word, ad hocery. In other words, if Facebook makes it up as it goes along, this is 100% true. Facebook has no set of standards. They have a massive, you know, like 17,000 word rule set, plus hundreds and hundreds of pages that people are supposed to use behind the scenes to monitor content that we can't see. And so they make it up when they go along. They made it up when they banned the Hunter Biden story before the election.
Right.
So this is Facebook that interfered in the 2020 election and is interfering in the 2024 election. And we as Americans, we have two choices. We either allow big tech to rule not just our elections for all time now and basically decide who gets to lead our country, but all other elections in other countries too.
Well, you know, here's the funny thing. Even liberal Bernie Sanders said that he didn't feel comfortable with Trump's removal from social media. My question is, how long is the public going to put up with this? And the media, too, for that matter. You know they'd have no patience for this whatsoever if it was a liberal or a Democrat that was being banned. There would be much wailing and gnashing of teeth. But because, as you said, there was an R behind his name, oh, they don't mind it at all. It's fair.
Actually, the wailing and gnashing of teeth from the left is that they wanted them to ban Trump permanently. They want, I mean, you can see this right now. There's a big campaign to go after Tucker Carlson. There's a campaign against Fox. They want to ban Newsmax, Fox, OAN. The left, this is what the left does. In every country it takes over, it shuts down dissent. And so they've got big tech working in their favor. So they're only angry that big tech is not doing more. So the result is big tech at this point has very few friends in Washington. You know, it probably never had friends much, you know, but it might have had allies. Now it doesn't even really have those. So I think antitrust is a thing that's going to be a real thing in their lives. But, you know, Facebook controls 2.8 billion customers in the world, the equivalent of the two largest countries in the world, and then its number one competitor is Instagram, and it owns it.
Right.
So, of course, it's a monopoly. Any rational person would say that. Google, 92% of the search in the entire world, and the same company that owns Google also owns YouTube, the number one video platform.
So that's my question then. Is will Congress have the fortitude to act to curb this kind of censorship, to curb the monopolies, or at least take away their legal immunity? I mean, here's the thing. Donald Trump can't even sue for the fact that they've censored him.
Well, so here's the thing. Everybody online is protected in one way by the rule, Section 230. You're protected from being sued by people suing about content takedown. Congress wanted people to take down content. But here's where there might be an avenue, and several attorneys general are looking into this, is their terms of service are essentially contracts with users, and they might be in violation of consumer laws that are around in the states. That's an area that they're not allowed to violate. So if I tell you I'm going to sell you a product that does X and it does Y instead, that's a consumer law violation.
Okay.
So there's lots of things that can be done to these companies. And at this point, the companies are too powerful for you and me to fight them. They just are.
Yeah.
But frankly, so it is now up to states. It's up to the federal government, Congress, Federal Trade Commission, the FEC, the Federal Election Commission ought to get really involved in this organization.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm glad you mentioned that. You guys, the Media Research Center, recently launched a pledge now signed by nearly 40 conservative organizations and leaders vowing to reject contributions from big tech companies. Are you guys going to start pushing that more, pushing elected officials to sign this pledge? Because I think it's a great idea, and I think we should start asking our elected leaders, you know, are you taking money from big tech?
Yeah, and we've been doing a lot of this behind the scenes because I think we certainly don't want to embarrass people. Some of these are organizations, and many of them want to do it. So give them. I think we're all about giving them time. Heritage Foundation just last week joined and signed on the pledge. They rejected more than $400,000. And I know, look, Heritage is big, but if you're sitting in a room and somebody says, here's how many jobs that is, that's a scary thing to do as an organization. So I mean, much to their credit, Cagle James and others at the Heritage. So, and then there are congresspeople, Ken Buck and others, who are starting to push this. I think Ted Cruz has been involved. So this is a rising tide. And I think it's that also is a tide on both sides of the aisle.
I think you're right, and I think people need to do that. You guys are also encouraging, and I encourage my listeners to contact the Facebook Oversight Board on Twitter or Facebook and demand that big tech be held accountable, or at least provide clarity when they start doing this stuff on, you know, hate speech rules or things like, you know, when they start clarifying these things. Because if they don't, if we don't start pushing back, obviously people aren't going to abandon Facebook, but they should at least start to feel a little bit of the pain. But folks can also contact you at Media Research Center and help you hold big tech accountable, correct?
Yeah, and in fact, I urge people to go. We've got a website devoted just to tracking the censorship called, conveniently, censortrack.org. And, you know, it's got a listing of all sorts of prominent examples of censorship, top people who get censored, top major accounts that get censored, information on the companies and all sorts of stuff that's people need to see.
So that, again, is censortrack.org. And they can also find you guys at mrc.org. Thank you again for joining us, Dan. We shared a recent article of yours, by the way, on this topic to the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But again, they always find more stuff of yours at mrc.org, correct?
Yes, and newsbusters.org, our popular blog.
Yep, you guys are awesome. I appreciate you, Dan. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. Carry on the fight, brother.
Thanks. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Coming up, somebody we never want to censor, House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins. He'll be with us right after the break. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.